This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I cry now. Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will he let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Big day on the station tomorrow in that it is opening day. You can hear the Phillies right here on 94WIP or the free Odyssey app. And for the first time, we will be streaming the whole day on YouTube. So that will be from now moving forward. You'll be able to see the morning show, the midday show, and most importantly, the WIP afternoon show on our YouTube channel. I was just looking. This camera that is on me is like automatic. It follows me.
Nice.
But it also follows me out the door during a break.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't come back. So I gotta look it in the eye. I think it follows my face or something.
Ah.
So
by the way,
look it in the eye and bring it back.
I mean, why not until 7? You know? I mean, like, I know it ends at 6, but there's a big hour of radio from 6 to 7.
Well, maybe if that guy was on every day from 6 to 7, but it's here and there, really.
Yeah, well, listen. Yeah. Struggling father of two, gotta do what he's gotta do.
All right, there it is. Well, we missed the top 5 at 5 at 5,
mm-hmm.
So we gotta do the top 5 at 5 at 5:30.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Russell Wilson is probably the cringiest athlete I've ever seen. You know, I know that you guys will say LeBron. LeBron has definitely had his moments, and he certainly is having one today,
right,
with a lot of his comments. But Russell Wilson.
I heard he spoke on the Embiid situation today.
He's been talking a lot.
Yeah.
I said, well, it was an hour.
Just yeah. One of the guys.
Yeah, you know, just the perfect thing to do right now is just spend an hour on Pat McAfee.
One of the guys.
He's such a loser.
The top five.
He just can't take the fact that he's not getting all the attention.
Cringiest Russell Wilson moment. Starting at number five.
What you got?
This was after he landed in London for one of the London games. He detailed what he did on the flight over.
I don't really get jet lagged too often. You know, I don't really
you know, I've traveled enough to get, you know, kind of get my system down. But yeah, for me, I was on the plane the first 2 hours. I was first 2 hours, probably eight hours flight here. That's the first 2 hours I was watching the film, watching all the cut-ups and everything else. And then for the next 4 hours, I was doing treatment on the plane. I was walking up and down the aisles. Everybody was knocked out. I was doing high knees and working on my legs and everything else, you know, make sure I'm ready to rock. So that was good. And then the last hour of that, I fell asleep for 1 hour, and I watched the film the rest. So I felt good to go once we got back. And then we had...
Oh, my gosh.
Shut up.
High knees.
You wonder why Richard Sherman talks the way he does about
Russ. Oh, yeah, they
want
to fold him up.
That guy sucks,
You know,
man.
The Legion of Boom wanted to fold him up.
Oh, he is so annoying. He sucks.
Imagine you're trying to sleep, right, on the cross-country flight. And you
There's
got this
Russ.
Guy.
Up and down the aisles.
Yeah.
Two, three.
And they just got to tell everybody about
yes.
it.
All the time.
How was the flight? That was great. And that's what just answer it that way. What'd you do on the flight? I read. Took a nap. My God.
Hard up.
I can't imagine being his teammate.
I know. It was fine when they were winning. When it started,
it was tolerable. You could tolerate it when you're winning.
And even when they were winning, I don't even feel like you heard very much from Russ.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. It was toward the end of Seattle.
Yeah, it was once they started getting rid of some of the Legion of Boom.
Yes. Yeah, then
he felt like he could talk more. It would be his locker room.
Oh, the worst.
Number four is, again, he gets to Denver. And this is when they're shooting a promo video, I guess, for the Jumbotron during the game. Here is Russell Wilson.
Let's ride. Let's ride.
Broncos.
Let's ride.
Perfect. Okay. One more time. Broncos country. Let's ride.
Broncos country. Let's ride. Broncos country. Let's ride. Broncos country. Let's ride.
Broncos
God.
Country. Let's ride.
Why'd they have him do so many takes?
Oh, my God.
Why'd they film it?
Oh, my God.
It's horrible.
At WFAN, we have a Broncos fan there. Well, you guys met him, Anthony Gallo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Gallo, one of our video guys, is a Broncos fan. And sometimes I would just bait him, and I would ask him a question, and he would answer me, and then I'd go, let's ride. Broncos country, let's ride.
He inspires no confidence.
Oh my God.
No confidence. Third cringiest Russell Wilson moment. If you could remember, he had a deal with Subway and they gave him his signature sandwich, and that was the Danger Witch, which he unveiled in this video.
Hey, you want to split this Subway sandwich? It is my signature sandwich. It's called the Danger Witch, and it's dangerously good. Be careful, though. It's spicy.
Oh.
You ever done anything dangerous?
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez. That is dangerous. I've done something like that, too. I won't tell anybody. Listen, one time... never mind. That's too dangerous.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, my Danger Witch, it's only in the vault. That's our little secret.
Wow.
That guy's awful.
That's a tough one there.
He is so tough, man.
That's a tough one right there.
Danger Ooh, that witch. Is dangerous.
Yeah, the Danger Witch. Yeah, that was tough.
Oh, they made another commercial.
That might have been worse than Bronco Let's Rock.
No, yeah. The Danger Witch?
I would say that there's so many bad parts of him, but the worst part is that he believes he is entertaining and charming.
That.
It's like, isn't this funny?
Yes.
No one thinks it's funny.
No. We're not laughing with you, Russ.
Even people
at you.
Even people that like him, they see it and they're like, ugh.
Yeah.
You know,
I blame this on Sierra.
Is it her fault?
Yeah.
Well, she should be like, uh-uh.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, one of these.
Can you pull him back in? Can you rein him back in, CC?
Yeah. You know he's not cool.
Yes.
Exactly. You know you were future. You know what I mean? You probably don't know who Future is.
No, I know
who
Future is.
Okay. Yeah. You were with a cool guy.
Yeah.
You were with Bow Wow, too, so he's uncool, but yeah.
Oh, like Mike?
Yeah, she likes the lames. She was with Bow Wow for a minute.
she likes the
Is Bow Wow not cool? I don't even know if
Bow Wow's a lame.
Okay.
Yeah, he's lame.
Okay.
Yeah, come on, Bow Wow. We've been knowing you since you were two, Bow Wow. Stop it.
Yeah.
Now you're a tough rapper.
The second second cringiest Russell Wilson moment is after a long contract negotiation with Seattle. He let everyone know that they got a deal done in bed with Sierra.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal. Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Good night.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Finally, we can go to sleep.
See y'all in the morning.
I want to murder him.
No.
I mean, not really.
I asked for CeCe to save him.
No.
Ah, she kind of saved him on this one.
You think?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how much help she was.
She might be lame, too. Women are lame sometimes, even hot ones.
Believe me, yes, I agree with you on that. All I'm saying is, this is the one where I could have kind of understood he just got an extension, he's celebrating, and he's letting everybody know he's coming back to Seattle, and he lets you know.
Look at what I got?
Yes.
Like, come on, man. Don't do anything.
Seattle.
This man, she was there.
Can I tell you?
She was in on it.
You thought he was the man during that, by the way.
This.
He was.
This truly makes me appreciate Jalen Hurts.
If this guy was your quarterback, it's
Jalen doesn't do any of this stuff. Jalen, there's no. He's got a fiance. I've seen her three times. Right. You know what I mean? He's not putting videos of her on Twitter when he signs an extension. He's not
putting videos of her anywhere.
Anywhere, yes.
Yes.
Well, you know, whatever makes him happy. But, there's no corny Subway commercials.
Right.
There's, even when Jalen's corny, he's corny for 4 seconds, and then that's
right.
It. You know,
I agree.
Russ is invested in his corniness. It is his brand.
I totally agree, yes.
Jalen... I don't think the dagger was that big a play, but I do appreciate you as a personality.
But the number one cringiest Russell Wilson moment, maybe the cringiest thing an athlete's ever done, is Mr. Unlimited.
Oh, hey, guys. No. Russell here. Oh. Yes, the typical boring, yes, Russell, the robot Russell, the one you guys love to know. I'm real, real exciting. I'm real exciting. But anyways, everybody has to have an alter ego, right? And I've been thinking about what my alter ego would be, and I think I have an alter ego. His name's Mr. Unlimited. Yeah, you gotta be unlimited. You gotta have a thought process of being unlimited. So when people ask you, what you're thinking about or what you want to do in life or where you want to go, you gotta be unlimited. Tell them, I'm unlimited. You know what I mean? So when they ask you certain questions like,
who brings you motivation, Russell?
Mr. Unlimited.
Who's your role model, Russell?
Unlimited.
Yes, she is. She sucks.
Go-to person for advice, Russell.
They think Pete Carroll. They think this person. Think that person. Love you, Pete. But it's Mr. Unlimited. Dumb.
She sucks, man. She sucks.
Well, I think she's trying to make him feel better.
Oh my God! First of all, the entire premise.
Who is it, Russell?
Yes. Who do you go to for advice, Russell? He's going to his alter ego? By the way, the entire premise of that thing, a total lie. He's like, you need an alter ego. No, you don't. No, you don't. You actually don't.
Yeah, I've gotten through life without having an alter ego.
Yes.
Yeah.
No one needs an alter ego. Oh, I told Jack, I watched that video has resurfaced now because of him signing with the Giants. Mm-hmm. I watched it for 10 minutes straight. Just feeling awful, but not being able to turn away. I can't believe this is happening.
Well, now you see why the pivot called him a cornball.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He is the corniest guy.
Yes, the cornball. Yeah,
the number one corniest guy in history. Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Final check-in. Does the national media overrate the Phillies? 52.5% say no.
Now, do you think ladies
prefer
the cornball or the cool guy?
Well, it can't be fake cool guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Something tells me.
Yeah.
See, the cool guy is a guy with a lot of confidence And there's always the ability of
going away.
Yes.
So the Jalen versus the Russell, are we talking about?
No, not Jalen, because I think Jalen is reserved.
Okay, so but outwardly cool.
Yes, the outwardly cool guy. Yes, the outwardly cool guy.
Maybe she knows because, okay, so Russell Wilson is rich, mm-hmm. and he's a good enough looking guy, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So at least there's this cornball thing that holds him back from, you know, being around.
Yes.
You know, maybe.
I think that's what Ciara said to herself. Like, yeah, well, Future, I can't, he's a rapper. I can't deal with this.
Right.
Russell?
I can.
Yeah, I can handle you.
Yeah, no one's going to go near him.
Yeah.
Mr. Unlimited?
Yeah. Russell, I hate that I started talking about this. Russell ain't seen nothing like Ciara.
No.
I mean, his poor first wife on the draft.
I didn't want to go down that road with the wife and everything. But it's clear that's why he jumped ship in a hurry.
Well, look.
I didn't want to go down that road.
Yeah.
But I'm saying he saw Ciara and he was like, holy cow.
Yeah, look at what I can
do.
Yeah,
yes.
And he is, maybe he's a very good husband. You know?
I'm sure he is.
Yeah,
I'm sure he's a good dude.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe. But yeah.
Well, I mean,
Mr. Unlimited.
She went from Future to Mr. Unlimited.
Mr. Yeah. Unlimited.
He's the best. Back in the NFC East.
Love it.
Ike.
Yes, sir. Yes, I got something for everybody. Yes. Tasty Cake now. Tasty Cake has a treat for every Joan. Joan?
Not bad. Not your best one.
Not my best one.
Yeah.
I thought I nailed that one.
Nah.
My bad.
Yep.
All right, peanut butter fans, can you have your candy cakes? I'll try better the next time.
Yep.
The chocolate-coated cakes with a creamy layer of peanut butter inside. You also have the simple classics like crimpets. They're light sponge cakes topped with rich icing. Donut lovers have plenty of options for days. You've got the frosted mini donuts. How about the powdered mini donuts? And I can't forget about the delicious new Dippin' Sticks flavors. I mean, there are so many uniquely satisfying treats to choose from, but that's no surprise because it's Tasty Cake. Accept no substitutes.
215-592-9494. Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP.
What's happening, fellas? How you doing this fine Wednesday evening?
What up, Justin?
We are unlimited.
That's what I was about to say.
Okay, sorry. Didn't mean to steal it from you.
Speaking of them Tasty Cakes, man, the VP, she sent me some of them Ike, Spike, and Fritz stickers to put on my gun safe and stuff like that. And then she sent me some Tasty Cakes, too. She sent me some crimpets. And them little old peanut butter cookie-looking things with chocolate. Boy, them things, I tell you what, them things are good to make a puppy pull a freight train, Spike.
Like a puppy pulled a freight train? Is that what that is?
Yeah, make a puppy pull a freight train.
Oh, make a puppy. Okay.
Make a puppy pull a freight train. And I tell you right now, man, yeah, I'll go there with Russell Wilson. Yeah, he's crazy as a outhouse rat, but he's got Ciara. So, I mean, if I had to be that crazy and say I'm Mr. Unlimited and have a danger with you, I wouldn't care. Have you not seen that woman?
Yeah.
Have you seen her dance? I'm turning into Yoshi right now, I know.
Hardest wood I have ever touched.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
Why is an outhouse rat crazy?
Well, he didn't want to use the other house rat.
Yeah. You're talking about an outhouse, like, you know, outside bathroom, like, you know,
it's 2025.
That's what my papa used to say, man. I can't help it. I just use it.
What makes it more crazy than an inside rat?
I'm just crazy. I'm just using it. Chill, man. I'm coming after you here in a minute.
Hold on.
Let me cook.
Wow.
But yeah, have you? I mean, who cares how crazy he is? He's got Sierra, and he's a multimillionaire. Yeah, he's goofy as all get out. But I mean, like I said, have y'all not seen her dance?
No,
she
I see.
You can bounce a quarter off of him.
There you go. Just
that hammer is real, for real.
Yeah. Okay. Second of all, Owen hollered at me last night, and he said, "Man, have you seen this Netflix thing on this documentary on Netflix about the Phillies a couple years ago about the Trey Turner standing ovation?" I said, "Yeah, I heard about it, and you better not watch it, because that cat is saying it's a fake, a fraud, and a phony." And
I'm it's about his story.
Right, it is about his story. Go ahead.
Hold on. His dadgum story is BS, and he stole it from Jack Fritz. I don't know if nobody else will say it or not, and I don't care. I'm going to say it. So I heard on the High Hopes pod, I think it was March 15th, Jack said he predicted that the Phillies are going to win the World Series. So right now, everybody, if this cat comes out and says, "I predict the Phillies are going to win the World Series," He didn't do it. Jack did it first, okay? So that's on Jack. So when they make a documentary about the Phils winning the World Series this year, they need to come to the right man for the job, and that's Fritz.
Yeah.
You
know
what I'm saying? Wow.
There you go.
Yeah. So I pulled over, and I said, you ain't watching that junk. That's fake. That's fraud. That's misinformation because that cat didn't do it.
Jack, well, it's a real story. It's a real story.
All right,
yeah,
now. I need the Vols to come up big for me Friday.
You ain't kidding, bro. I'm telling you what, hey. I'm just going to tell you right now, man, it's regular season, Rick. I ain't got a whole lot of faith. So, I mean, I'm a downer when it comes to Rick Barnes, dude. I can't help it. I just ain't got a lot of faith in Rick Barnes. I don't.
Oh, my God. I need him in the Final Four, Justin. They're part of my Final Four picks.
Hey, if they go, I'm happier than a pig in, you know what?
Yeah, slop.
But, I mean, it's Rick Barnes. Now, I don't think Kentucky's going to beat us three times in a row this year, but it's going to be tough beating Houston if we get that far. That's all I got to say about that. In my sci-fi character?
Yes.
Neo from The Matrix. That's a good character, y'all.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Star Wars. So I'm going to go Neo from The Matrix. But anyway, I'm going to get off here. You guys had a heck of a show. I love you, boys. I mean.
All right, Justin.
There he is, Justin.
Big fan of The Matrix.
One and
two.
Yeah, it was fine.
Morpheus.
I didn't like it quite as much as everybody else did, but I thought it was good. It was definitely good.
And shocking you didn't like it as much as everyone else did.
Could definitely be our future. All plugged in, living a reality that isn't actually happening. Yeah. A lot more likely than us living on another planet is living that way. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Ike, I had to save up for 5 years to get the Han Solo action figure. Spike, Harrison Ford used to come to our house for dinner every Friday night. Mike in Havertown.
That started right away today, too. First segment.
It did.
Yep. In front of
the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, yeah. In front of a bunch of people from Verizon all judging me. They're very nice. I know they're judging, though. What's next?
Gee, I wonder who I get my anxiety from. Rebel in North Jersey.
It is true. Just like him. Just like
you
him.
You guys are kindred spirits.
Yep. Scotch is just like Val. Rebel's just like me. What's next?
We talked to Trey in Clearwater, and he's a straightforward guy that seems really locked in. I mean, the way he attacked that Tootsie Roll
there it
rapper.
Is. Yep.
Spike's baseball analysis.
There it is. Ask the guy 1 5-second question about candy.
No, dude.
And never letting it go.
Yep. Oh, poor guy.
1 5-second. But you're Jack. It doesn't.
What?
It gets the text line through you.
Yeah, through you.
Yeah, well, it's so funny.
Yeah. You're like, oh, yeah, I can't believe they do that to you. Text me more of them. What's next?
Maria Shriver. Who was that guy? Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, he famously started a fight with Jeremiah Trotter in Atlanta. Frank in Ardmore.
Speaking of things that callers will never let go.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me about it.
Yeah. Well, you did.
20 years ago. Man. Yeah. 20 years.
What's next?
Me yesterday. Wow. Herb in the Northeast trying to say Calipari is the funniest mispronunciation in show history.
Garibaldi. Garibaldi. Back.
It'll be years until someone does something like this. Like Reese today.
Thank you, bro. It's a great job today.
See you, fellas.
All right.
Alex in Lancaster. Text line.
We got a lot of response on that Herb call from yesterday.
Yeah.
By the way.
Oh, yeah. Man, people loved it.
Everyone said it was the best one of all time. They all seemed the same to me. All 50 minutes long, 10 topics.
Yeah, but again, when you get gold,
yep.
You got to capitalize. My favorite part about some Herb calls recently is that he does end up bringing it back to the beginning of the phone call.
Yep.
It just takes 10 minutes.
Yeah, Joy Taylor. It ended up back with Joy Taylor.
Like, that story's 3 months old.
Yep. He really is the best. And you can hear, if you pay attention to it, if you listen for Herb, you can hear how much he hates me.
Yeah, 100%.
By the way. But I give him credit. He keeps calling.
He keeps calling. He tolerates you.
Yeah.
Is there...
He was umpiring today. He sent me a picture of his PIAA hat.
Oh, yeah?
Ah.
Love to see Herb actually umpire a baseball game.
Was he umpire high school?
I think so. Yeah, it's PIAA. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Which
he's out there calling balls and strikes.
That's kind of terrifying, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I don't see that.
No one sees it.
No.
Even though he's down 20 to 25.
Yeah. Jack, is Fritz at 6 coming up next?
Yeah.
Oh, you're working a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, every day.
What are you doing?
Well, it's not every day.
It's not every day.
Well, I work every day.
Well,
yeah.
I mean.
Work at the fifth hour.
Yeah.
It's on the record. I mean, what do you do your prediction for the Phils, man?
Oh, okay. What are we going to do tomorrow on this
show? Yeah, we're going to do our show tomorrow.
Well, I didn't. I had this planned before we decided what tomorrow's show was.
Okay.
And
all right.
It's a different audience than 6 than it's 2:00.
Okay, that's a good point. That's a good point. So we'll
Mr. Program Director.
So Fritz at 6 is next, then TK. You are right. You're correct. We will be back with you tomorrow for Phil's opening day. We'll be on with you at 2, then leading off will be at 3, and then the first pitch will be at 4:05.
Spike's leading offs are back?
Oh, very excited. Very excited.
What was the bit last year we did? You're on
Oh, yeah, we're back to that again.
Oh, Around the Horn.
Yeah. Oh, dude, Around the Horn.
I enjoyed Around the
Around
Horn.
Around the Horn was great.
Around the Horn.
So maybe an Around the Horn for the Nats tomorrow?
Yeah, maybe first segment. Yes. You got also count Expos.
Yes, I agree.
Yes,
I agree. All right, we'll be back with you tomorrow. Thank you so much for...